bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And are you missing the real news? Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine. You can get your free digital copy now or order a print subscription at republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call 800-873-1620. 1-800-873-1620. Republicmagazine.tv. As we get things rolling here, there's a lot to talk about. It was a big day here in Keene, New Hampshire, as Sam wrapped up the trial about the whole being arrested and thrown in jail for 58 days. That trial wrapped up today. Sam's
justice
here.
Justice is so swift.
With us, we'll talk about, this happened back in April. So we'll talk about that situation, but we're going to start things out here with the guys from the Motorhome Diaries. I believe Jason, Pete, I'm not sure who's on the phone tonight. Who do we have tonight?
You have all three of us tonight. It's Adam, Jason, and Pete.
Excellent. The Motorhome 3 are with us, and of course, MotorhomeDiaries.com is the website. You can follow their travels across the country as they go from place to place, meeting all kinds of liberty-oriented people, video blogging it, blogging it, and having a good old time, it appears. And it's been a little while since you've been on the show, guys, so what do you want to tell our listeners about tonight? What's happening with you guys?
Yeah, it's been far too long, guys. This is Pete. We're back in Mississippi. We're in Jackson right now. We've been here for a few days, and we're heading back down to Jones County where we got arrested on May 14th. We have a trial down there on next Thursday, and we have a meetup down there Wednesday night. And we've been fortunate. We've been getting a lot of press lately in Memphis. We were on the morning show for three segments for the local CBS affiliate.
Oh, wow,
We got interviewed by the Memphis Flyer, which is the Mid-South's largest news weekly. We're on, the Super Talk Mississippi, which is the statewide.
Super Talk's huge. Super Talk's a network of FM talk stations all across Mississippi.
And now we're on Free Talk Live. So we've been getting a lot of good press, and we're just trying to go down there and hold these guys accountable.
Which, by the way, means you're on in Tupelo tonight in Mississippi because we have a weekday affiliate down in there. So you were arrested in Jones County, Mississippi. If you could give our listeners, a truncated recap size version of what happened down there so those that are unaware can be informed.
Sure, guys. This is Adam. We were pulled over in May for having paper license plates, and then pretty much, real quick, the officers escalated the situation, as they tend to do, and detained me for filming police officers. The traffic stop, they arrested Pete for having a beer in his home closed in his refrigerator, and they arrested Jason Talley for resisting arrest before he was under arrest. So we're heading back now to hopefully hold them accountable.
Well, I know Sam's here in the studio tonight. He's got a lot of experience with being arrested for trying to videotape in a public place. And when you were arrested, Sam, it was inside a court lobby or right out in the court lobby area. These guys were on the side of the road.
Yeah, I heard about this. I actually got a postcard from one of the activists that showed pictures and so forth, and I just couldn't believe the story of how this went down. And I hear you guys saying you're hoping to hold them accountable, so you're praying for a miracle or what?
Well, we'll see. I mean, they call it the justice system, and so we'll see how much justice we actually get. But I don't know. I mean, we're seeing, the radio station Pete mentioned, Super Talk Mississippi, the morning show. I was on it, right after we were arrested, and it was a harsh interview. The guy was very nice to us today. And that seemed to, have turned around. So I think we're getting a lot of public sentiment that's supporting us. As a matter of fact, today I was walking to the local Starbucks where we worked, and the guy said, "Jason Talley?" I'm like, "Yeah, hi, do I know you?" And he's like, "You're with the Motorhome Diaries, right? I live in Jones County. I know all about you guys." And he's been commenting on the website, and right before we called in for you, he gave us a donation. So, I mean, people know about this, so we should.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's actually a really good sign. It's in my case, when we were looking at the.
Hey, Bordock, can we pop them down a little bit? We're having some phone issues there.
Okay. So in my case, when we were looking at the resisting arrest case law, there's a stack, maybe an inch thick, of cases where passively going limp is not resisting arrest. There's probably 4 inches of case law that says, respectively, that says it is. And the cases where it's not, it was where blacks were being pulled off of lunch counters during the civil rights era and so forth. So it's really the courts are there to uphold the government's opinion, the government's stance on the issues, and occasionally they're swayed by public opinion is really kind of what I've learned from this process.
Are you guys still there? Motorhome Diaries? I think they had some cell phone issues. They are probably out on the road, and you know how cell phones can be in a bad pocket. So hopefully they'll call back, and we'll continue this discussion here, because I think it's very interesting that they've been having so much attention given to them. I mean, this is the first I've heard of it, and I'm hoping that, and I know they're not listening right now, but I'm hoping they'll put some of these interviews up on their website when they get a hold of them, because it sounds like a lot
that
of
that is
great,
what they're doing, is putting up interviews on websites. So.
Right, but normally it's them shooting the interviews as far as with their camera. So I'm hoping that we'll get copies of the audio interviews and that sort of thing. But how wonderful that there's so much attention being brought to this. This would not have happened 20 years ago. I mean, if three guys had been pulled over in a motorhome on the side of the road in Jones County in 1989, they would have gone to jail. And they, even if they had friends or some attorney that was able to help them out, the story probably wouldn't have gone much further than slightly regional.
Likely true.
But now Jason Talley, who's not from Jones County, is walking into a Starbucks and getting recognized. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. I'm very surprised that the locals care and that he's getting the kind of media attention that they're getting, the kind of media attention that they're getting. I'm very surprised at that.
Right, especially since they're not from around there either. Let's go to Michelle in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, I was calling to be supportive of Jason, Pete, and Adam, who just did an interview of me when they were here in Nashville as a PAX protester.
Michelle, what was your last name again?
Seven?
I saw your video today, and I was enamored by it. I thought you were absolutely heroic and wonderful. Can you explain for our listeners who you are and what your situation is?
Yes, but can I just first mention about the Motorhome Diaries guys that, they were the ones that came and interviewed me. And
yes.
Over the course of a couple days while they were here, there were different events that were going on that they timed with their visit, and I went to a few of those events a couple of them because I had met them and they turned me on to them, but then also because I'm a member of different meetups and things here in Nashville, and I met some really great people that I wouldn't have met otherwise, and so some of us are actually going to caravan to Jackson for the hearing.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, they are some great guys, and I'm glad to hear that what I've speculated about has actually been occurring. I talked about this, I think it was earlier this week, about how the motorhome guys are going from place to place, and they're providing a link for getting different liberty-oriented groups together in a certain geographic area. So whereas, normally the Ron Paul group wouldn't necessarily meet up with the Libertarian Party guys, they're all coming, I mean, just to give you two examples of many, they're all coming together and the individuals that aren't really associated with any of those groups are getting together, and, that's creating relationships that otherwise hadn't been there, and it sounds like that's what you were saying happened with you.
Yeah, it was, absolutely, and in fact, the last night they were here, we went to, I took my teenage daughter and we went to an AFF meeting. Please don't ask me right now what that stands for. It's something about freedom. But anyway, the gal who was organizing it, Melissa, I had met at a Liberty Rocks meeting two nights before, totally different, unrelated group. And while I was at this AFF meeting, they were discussing gun rights, and they had Pete there talking about kind of voluntary society and gun laws and what he'd experienced during the arrest in Jackson, as well as an attorney who's a defense attorney who acted the law, and then a gentleman who had hosted at a restaurant the event a couple nights prior, and how the laws in Tennessee have changed or not really changed.
I bet they haven't been changing for the better. Hang on, Michelle. I want to bring you back. You've got an amazing story to tell, and it has to do with you not paying income tax and being very strong about that. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including live streams. We have a broadband version of the show, dial-up version, even a webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. Now then, I want to introduce you to the Totasac. If you have not yet heard, if you've not yet been to their website, head over there, totasak.com, Totasac. freetalklive.com, you'll learn about the handle, the wonderful little handle that's made of 100% recycled material designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. Now, honestly, I'm not the most creative guy. I haven't thought of much else to do with this thing besides bring my groceries in, but for that alone...
It's pretty much what it's designed for.
Right. For that alone, it's well worth it.
Yes.
You can hook so many groceries onto this handle and carry them so easily. I carried in just last time we went shopping... the entire carload of bagged groceries with both of my hands in one trip. So Totosec really makes it easy, and I can only imagine, like, for a family of four or something like that, these things would be an amazing time
saver. Your shopping trip looks like a shopping trip for a family of four. You guys go every other
week.
Yeah.
So Totosec.com, go and learn about them and order yourself a two-pack or a family pack. They're there for you, TOTASAK.com. Let's continue here. Michelle is with us. Her name is Michelle Seven, and she is... a very courageous lady, at least according to the video footage I watched this afternoon on the Motorhome Diaries YouTube channel, motorhomediaries.com. In fact, we've got the Motorhome Diaries. We're going to bring them back here in a little bit, but I want to make sure we get Michelle's story out briefly. Michelle, you are under attack from the criminal gang known as the IRS. Can you tell our listeners about what's happening to you?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep, sure can.
Okay, great. I put a headset in. So anyway... Well, attack is, I don't know that they're really actually attacking me quite yet, but they did send a letter with the intent to levy $637,000 of debt that they believe I owe against me and my property. So I guess that's an attack, sure.
Well, Michelle, they're taking steps to steal your house right out from under you and send the sheriff in to put you out on the street if you don't want to go. I would call that an attack. You may not.
It's certainly a threat at the very least.
Yeah.
Threat of an attack. And so can you just share with us? I mean, why are they saying that you owe them this money? How can you owe them this money? I don't believe I owe any money to a group of strangers that just sends me an invoice for something I didn't contract for.
Well, isn't that funny? I mean, we wouldn't possibly go into a restaurant, sit down, and even before ordering anything or consuming anything, accept a bill that the manager gives us for the entire restaurant filled with people's bills for the evening. You know, we would reject that. So why do we just accept the fact that we have this debt via the IRS to pay for other people's anything or government expenditures or whatever? And so this bill was from 2006. I've actually never filed.
Wow, ever in your life?
I did sometime in the early 2000s while I was going through a divorce. And so I did then. And I think I did once back when I was applying for college and wanted to establish, I was trying to apply for a scholarship. And the scholarship, I had to show that I had need, even though it was a merit-based scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I did file those two times. But I'm 41, so
wow,
I've been working
amazing.
Since I was 13.
I filed in the beginning days because, well, that's what my mom and dad told me I had to do. And mm-hmm. you were asking, well, how come everybody thinks this way? At some point, it's gotten banged into the collective consciousness, if you will, of Americans. And it's just, oh, well, this is what you're supposed to do. Well, I gave up on that, I think, back in 2004. So I myself have not been filing, and I don't plan on ever doing so again, because like you say in your video, I'm not a slave.
Right.
When did you determine that you weren't the slave of the government?
And what evidence do you have?
Well, my evidence, I was an objectivist thinker, I suppose, back in the day, and then I ended up becoming a Christian as a young adult, and so I suppose that I was influenced those two ways, but I think that by the definition of a human being, that we're free. I mean, you can't possibly be a human being and be we're separated from animals because we have a neocortex, we have a brain that is not just a limbic system that functions on instinct alone. And the only way that you can operate under that function is if you can live with the consequences of your decisions. So... the idea of right and wrong and responsibility and accountability, I think, is the foundation to liberty and freedom. You know, if you're going to have the freedom to have something, you have to have the freedom to fail at something also.
Mm-hmm.
So those, all those principles, I think, are pretty foundational to just my thought process about everything. And then the idea of just the, I am not a slave really came about since I moved to the South. I grew up on the West Coast, and so I was really never exposed to the Southern idea of race whatsoever. And actually, my kids are half African. Their dad's from Egypt, which is an African country. And so I didn't have this idea of African American or black or slave or any of these issues until I moved to Alabama and then Tennessee. And during this last election, when all the Obama supporters were talking about how, you know, now a black man's in office and you know, no more white oppression, and we're free. So I just kind of played off of that wording, actually, and used it to get attention. So when I would be discussing politics, and I was a Ron Paul supporter, with people that support Obama, I would say, you know, you really have to get off the plantation, which, you know, would strike a nerve with them. And so it just kind of evolved into using that particular phrase.
It's so true. I mean, some people might accuse you of being inflammatory, but it's the truth. I mean, Americans are enslaved, and they're enslaved by their choice, unfortunately, because if more people started to do what you're doing, Michelle, and that is stand up for your beliefs and actually say, I'm not going to be a slave anymore, and I'm not going to obey, and I'm not going to bow down, and I'm not going to kiss your boot, and I'm not going to pay your extractions, then they wouldn't be able to do anything about it. And I just wanted to thank you for this. It's my understanding from talking to the Motorhome guys, or the Motorhome Diaries guys, that you're planning on just making as much of this public as possible. So from the first initial threat that they've sent you and your how you're handling that to whatever it is that comes next, you're planning on publicizing this, right?
Absolutely, and I'm really hoping that that I can be an encouragement to other people who have the same sentiment but maybe are afraid. And that's, the fear is really the thing that is paralyzing people.
Yep, it sure is. But I think you're right. If they can see people they consider regular folks out there doing what they've always dreamed of doing, maybe they will find it within themselves someday to actually join you. And I'd like to say that I'm proud to be a part of this. I think I consider myself a part of it. I don't file. I don't want to pay the federal government anything. And if you guys have questions for Michelle, do you mind hanging on for a little bit?
Not at all.
All right, I'm going to bring Michelle back here. Sam, you've got some comments. If you want to ask her a question, 800-259-9231. More with Michelle, plus the Motorhome Diaries guys are coming back. Free Talk Live.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit OrderChews.com. That's OrderChews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, we give you the features on the website, but sometimes we ask for a little something in return. Now, we're just asking, but if you can help us with this, it makes a big difference. It'll only take you a moment. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for Free Talk Live. All you need is your email address. They use that to verify that you're a real live human being and not some sort of robot. So please go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a very competitive month for us on the Podcast Alley Top 10 charts. And last time you looked, Mark, we were ahead by one vote.
Yeah, so it's a microscopic lead, and we've been neck and neck with the Keith and the Girl podcast the whole way through.
Okay, whoever they are. Anyway, go to vote.freetalklive.com, and we appreciate it. Let's continue. Michelle is with us. Her name is Michelle Seven. She's from Tennessee, and she just was interviewed recently by the guys from the Motorhome Diaries, who we'll actually be talking to here in a little bit at MotorhomeDiaries.com. You can see her video. Sam, you've been watching it here during the breaks. And Michelle has basically been targeted by the IRS. They're claiming she owes them a whole bunch of money. And she's basically said, from my understanding, well, I don't see how, you know, I owe anything. This whole system is a scam. I don't support it. I'm not a slave. I'm not going to be paying you. And she's doing this publicly. You know, she's not just quietly going about trying to make everything okay and make amends with the IRS. She doesn't sound like she's very interested in making amends with them in any way, shape, or form. As you said, Michelle, you haven't filed taxes for most of your entire life. Are you still with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Did I say anything inaccurately?
No, absolutely. You were correct in everything.
All right, Sam, you want to jump in with a question for Michelle?
Yeah, well, I just want to point out, Michelle, one of the first things, this is the IRS's dirty little trick book or book of tricks. What they'll do is hit you with an outrageous amount, and you said it was $600,000 or something like that?
Yes.
What do you think people first respond to that? They say, oh, I don't know that much. And as soon as you do that, they've got you pretty much. You've acknowledged that you owe something, just not that much. And then they'll tell you, they'll come back in their form letter and say, well, our laws say that you can't argue the amount. and so forth. And if I had to take a guess how the letters start out to you, it probably says something like "Dear taxpayer," or refers to you as a taxpayer. Is that correct?
Actually, let's see. I have the.
Well, the taxpayer is a legal term, whether you realize it or not. Taxpayer is somebody who is obligated to pay income tax. So if you
I'm not referred to as taxpayer. It just says our records indicate that you haven't paid the amount you owe. Refer to me in any way.
Okay. Well, in future letters, I would guess that's what they're going to try and label you as. If you get into phone conversations with them, they're going to call you a taxpayer, and they're applying a legal term that you may not understand. There's a good resource for you. A guy named Dave Champion is the most credible person I've found.
I just got his email, his information from someone at one of those meetings last week.
Yeah, nontaxpayer.org. We'll go through the basics, the legal foundations for his argument. He's been attacked by the IRS and has just beat the pants off of him.
Well, I don't know if it's so much of an argument as it is just like she was saying earlier. I mean, if a stranger sends you an invoice for services that you never contracted for, then how can you be obligated to pay those that stranger?
Yeah, no, that's the moral argument. If you want to mix in a little bit of the legal aspect to it, you can do that by objecting to them calling you a taxpayer by using their normal tricks of, oh, well, I don't owe $600,000. And those are the little traps that they lay for the average American to walk right into, and they sucker them in because, you know, these are con men. They're playing their little game. They do it every single day, and most people are just like you. They've never dealt with the IRS. They don't know the tax code. Of course, the IRS doesn't either. And they don't know how to handle themselves. They don't know that these are legal terms that the government's using against them. And they just walk right into it and get slaughtered.
I don't know if that's, I mean, from my impression of watching Michelle's video at MotorhomeDiaries.com, I don't know if she's the average taxpayer because she sounds like somebody who does understand that this is not, she has no obligation to pay these people.
That's not an issue with Michelle
as to how much she owes. She believes she doesn't owe because, well, where's the obligation? Michelle, is my interpretation correct?
Yes, that's correct. And I do understand contracts and legal verbiage and vernacular. And so I was very careful. I called the number on the initial letter and spoke to a woman who I mentioned in the video with Motorhome Diaries and said that, I said, hi, my name is Michelle Seven. I received this letter. And she said, oh, well, you know, we haven't received your filing. I said, oh. And she said, no, we haven't. I said, really? And she said, no. I said, oh. So I didn't agree to anything. I didn't acknowledge anything. I said, well, gosh, I would certainly like to know how you got the information that you have on me and would like to know how you verified it to be accurate. And so what they did is they contacted ProFunds, which is a business that I use to trade mutual funds through, and they had them forward me a list of all my trades for the year 2006. So the IRS did not themselves send me anything saying that they had verified anything, but rather they used ProFunds. So to me, now that's a double whammy because they're now using a private business as their strong arm. Do I have any incentive to want to use ProFunds anymore? I don't know.
Doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, don't imagine you would. But, you know, most companies are going to roll over when the federal government comes calling. They've got their obligations because they're a corporation, and they've probably sworn essentially to be obedient in those ways. So, I mean, it's not that ProFunds is any more likely or less likely, I would think, to roll over to their demands. But you're not going to roll over, and you are going to publicize this, and you've begun that process. Do you have your own website at this point? Obviously, the Motorhome Diaries did an interview, but how are you going to get the word out in the future?
Well, it's all kind of happened like all of a sudden. You know, I mean, we did the interview, and it came up today on their website, and then boom. So Jason Talley has been really helpful, and so Pete and Adam, and we talked about making a blog, and so I think that was something that we were going to do over the weekend just through phone calls, get that organized, and
Well, if hopefully we'll hear from you again. Feel free to call in to Free Talk Live anytime you want to get coverage on what's happening. You know, something else develops, you want to get the word out, we're here for you 6 nights a week. We would love to follow this process because it will be very, as you say, encouraging for our listeners who many of them, I'm sure, are on the fence and, you know, they want to do something like what you're doing and hearing about what your experience is could really help them with that decision. So please, open invitation to come up here. Also, I'd like to invite you. I don't know what your life situation is like, but I'm sure the Motorhome Diaries guys mentioned the Free State Project, did they?
Yes, actually, I signed up 4 years ago, and I was supposed to go by December 2008. But as I had mentioned in my video, I came out to the South to help with a family member who has cancer.
Oh,
and so he's fine now, and so I'm free to go. So we're going to be leaving at the end of the school year and moving.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
That is so exciting. I think that you are definitely a candidate for the Free State Project. You're definitely one of the doers, and we'd love to have you here in Keene, New Hampshire. That's where Jason and Pete and Adam are all going to move to when they wrap up the Motorhome Diaries tour. We produce this show from here. It's really turning into, as I think it was Justin Raimondo, actually, from antiwar.com, and his hit, one of his articles, which is kind of a hit piece against the Free State Project, at least the Keene activism. He calls Keene the epicenter of the libertopian colony here in New York. So really excited about meeting you. And hopefully, you know, Sam, you'd mentioned something during the break. Have you ever come up for one of the Free State Project events at all, like the Liberty Forum or the Porcupine? You did Porkfest?
No. I have not been to a pork fest. I keep track of everything in the news, and then I was a supporter of Michael Badnart. So
here's an idea for you. Before you make the move at the end of the school year, the Liberty Forum happens in the wintertime, and you would make an excellent speaker for the Liberty Forum. I'll get in touch with one of the organizers and, you know, suggest you as an option if you're up for that.
Awesome.
All right,
that'd
cool. Look forward to meeting you, and thank you so much for doing what you're doing, Michelle. Look forward to hearing future things from you. Have a great night. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Toll free. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, features including things like the updates. If you get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. So go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. We go back to Jason and Pete and Adam from the Motorhome Diaries at motorhomediaries.com, traveling around North America. Well, they tried to go to Canada, but Canada doesn't want them. And they tried going down to Jones County, Mississippi, but they got arrested. But for the most part, it's been a fun journey, and they've been meeting up with all kinds of interesting liberty-minded people all around the country. We had you guys on in the first segment, but there was some cell phone issues. Unfortunately, you dropped off the line, which actually worked out pretty well because then Michelle Seven called in from Tennessee, and you heard, I believe you heard the interview with her, which what a tremendous lady, huh?
We sure did, yeah. And Michelle's a wonderful person. And it's we had a great time with her and her family when we were rolling through Nashville, and it's just a great example of, like, just the kindness and the generosity people have shown us as we do travel the country. I mean, she, or actually her kids, made a wonderful meal, and the boys, her two boys, played hockey with me and Adam. We whooped them. And and then their daughter just is wonderful, just did some Broadway show tunes and played the piano while we had dinner.
I mean, I love a show tune.
We're just three doofuses driving the country, and we get treated so well by these folks, and it's just really a nice treat.
So I don't remember where we were in our conversation of what's going on with Motorhome Diaries. Oh, we were talking about Jones County. These good old boys decided to pull you over a few months back and arrest you. You spent a night in jail. The liberty activists gathered together and essentially bailed you out. But unfortunately, that means they're still holding on to your cash. So you're coming back next week to Jones County.
The fine for what they did is exactly the same amount as the bail. So what they're really hoping is that you don't show up at all.
Right, right. So you're going back to Jones County next week for the trial to try to actually win in hopes that you'll get your money back and defeat the system. I don't know if you'll have any success with it, but it'll certainly be interesting. And it sounds like there are a lot of people that are going to be going down there with you.
Exactly. When we hit the road, we wanted to point the camera at other people advancing the freedom movement, to people like Michelle Seven and Richard Hamling, who we also met in Nashville, whose video we put up this past Wednesday. But yeah, we're heading down to Jones County. For those not familiar with it, you can check out all the details at motorhomediaries.com/Jones County. And like you said, we're just trying to go down there, hold them accountable, get our money back. And as Jason always says, he just doesn't want to see that money that they took from him to be spent on more cans of pepper spray.
Now, Jason, I've got a question for you. You and I have had a conversation about voting, and you subscribe the agorist philosophy where voting is perpetuating the system. And I'm really curious. going down there to participate in their system and hold them accountable and try to get your money back. It sounds a lot like voting. I mean, how is this different, going down there and participating in this trial, different than a person choosing to vote?
Well, that was stolen money from us, and I don't like using their system, but a lot of people chipped in to get us out of jail, and so it's our responsibility to not just get that money back, but also to hold them accountable. And we had to make a strategic decision, like how do we make the biggest impact? And I want to see a nice big headline in a newspaper that said that their own system has ruled against them. And and I still don't think you should vote.
Well, I see that I do see that the media that you guys have gotten has been well worth it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's worth. I think you should go back, and I think you should hold them accountable. What I'm trying to find out is the sort of the difference. And I think that the media, in and of itself, is well worth it. But I guess somebody can think to themselves when they are going to vote, hey, I'm just trying to get back the money that they've stolen from me by voting against this particular provision or for this particular provision or whatever it is that they believe they're voting for, and that they're protecting their friends and neighbors who have contributed, whether they've made it, done so willingly or not, to the system. And that's where I'm curious here.
Seriously, Mark?
Seriously.
Sure.
I mean, no, driving down the road, nobody pulls you over and threatens you that you better vote. What do you mean?
They're out of jail, and their fines are the same as what has already been contributed. They can, at this point, they're only perpetuating the system, as it is said, by going there and participating. And in the same as the voting situation, they've already stolen my money. I might as well just let them have it, as according to the agorist philosophy.
All right, you guys go ahead.
There's a lot of reasons not to vote, voting, my vote statistically means nothing at all. Us going back to this this courtroom, we could get a victory, and it could be a major victory for us.
You could win when you go and vote, and you could be that one vote that makes the difference. I mean, I think that your chance of making a difference in voting is probably about as good as getting the cops to rule against themselves, the bureaucrats to rule against themselves, isn't it?
I don't know. This is Adam. I'd just like to make the single point of that. Voting and going to a poll is something people choose to do. We didn't choose to be pulled over by Jones County. We didn't choose to pay these fines either. It was required. And even on top of that, the people in the movement donated money and then released us without us doing anything in that act. We're only trying to regain that money. And,
sure. Adam, I completely get it. I didn't choose the governmental system that I have, and they've stolen a great deal of money from me. And by going and voting, all I'm trying to do is minimize the damage that has occurred to me and people I know and people I don't know. So I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to divine here the difference between the aggressive act of voting, as it is understood by the agorist philosophy, and going and participating in the court trial, both of which I support. I'm trying to divine the difference.
Well, Mark, this is Pete. You could take a page from Michelle or from Ian or for any one of us. Just don't pay your taxes. Don't bow to this thievery.
I absolutely concur that paying your taxes is supporting the system.
Exactly.
I think
vote to defend, where your money's allocated. I mean, we don't pay in. We don't participate in the electoral process because it's a system of violence. It's not moral. But we were going about our own, we were just traveling, and we did not harm anybody's rights, and we had money stolen from us. So, I mean, right now this is the venue we're gonna go through to hold these folks accountable, and and we'll show. I mean, if the court system is so far gone that these folks aren't held accountable for violating our rights, then I mean that'll prove our point as well.
Oh yeah, you win either way. I support you going to court, and I support you whether you win or lose. I support all that because you're going to win either way.
I think I have a distinction for you, Mark. With voting, you are just one of the masses going in to vote on what the bureaucrats have decided you can pick from. These are your choices. Whereas going into court, you actually have a voice. You actually get to be heard. You actually can direct the context of the argument, that sort of thing. Whereas with voting, you don't get that choice.
It's statistically insignificant, and you're right. I mean, I can write in some things on voting if I want to. If you're voting for individuals,
right?
So I suppose you could write yourself in, and then if everybody wrote you in, which seems really incredibly unlikely.
Oh no, then they disqualify you because your voter's registration form had a mailbox on it. That's what just happened to me today. Yeah. I went down to the Keene City Clerk's office because I had filed to run for mayor as Ian Nobody Bernard, which is my old slave name with essentially a nickname in the middle, Nobody in quotes, and they allow people to put nicknames on the ballot around here, but they don't want to let me on the ballot for whatever reason.
Well, because it hasn't been your nickname for 5 years, and yeah. Your nickname's a slogan.
And you're not allowed to, even though you can be homeless and register to vote, if you live in a home, you're not allowed to just be general about the area in which you live, and I can go into some of the details, but like...
Oh, yeah, homeless and run. They say that, but they know that you live somewhere, so they wanted your address.
Exactly.
And they wouldn't let you run if you didn't give the address. And they wanted to get your address before they told you no, that they weren't going to let you run with the nickname Nobody.
Yeah, so I tried to give the voters a choice. I tried to actually give the voters the first opportunity ever to vote for Nobody, and the system stopped me dead in my tracks. So,
and I don't know how you're going to do anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know if there's anything I can do about it, nor do I.
Voting's a rigged system, and if we're trying to make the point that voting's a rigged system, you're not going to get any argument from me on that. Yeah. By and large, I also believe that the court system's a rigged system, and that you should use these tools in order to advance liberty. And I think these guys are doing the right thing. All I'm saying here is that hey. Yeah, and Pete, I feel, made the best point, which is I don't pay into the system, so therefore I shouldn't use their particular system.
That makes sense.
I can see that. However, he does pay into the system. Unfortunately, both the federal and the state agencies from whom he buys the gasoline for the motorhome diary take an amount, whether he wants it or not. And I'm not saying he wants to. And the cell phones that they use, there's federal taxes and state taxes on
that. Do we still have them, guys? Are you still there?
Yeah. I was just going to make one point, and that is we need to, plead that we're not guilty. If we would have, not have those counties, they would have put a guilty.
I can barely understand you. I'll tell you what, if you want to make that point, hang on. We'll bring you back after the news. More of the Motorhome Diaries, guys, and your calls as well. If you're on the line, we will get to you here. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Hour 2 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.